is the Gateway to Hollywood, the program with a purpose. Brought to you by helpful, refreshing, delicious Double Mint Gum. The Gateway to Hollywood, publicizing the newly created motion picture names, Gale Storm and Terry Belmont.
In just a few moments, you will hear six talented boys and girls in their final Gateway to Hollywood screen test, supported by the distinguished screen actor, Mr. H.B. Warner. Your friendly local merchant is happy to have played a part in making possible this opportunity, just as he is happy to display for your convenience delicious Double Mint chewing gum. Millions daily enjoy this refreshing treat. That's why we say, get several packages of healthful Double Mint gum today. You'll like it.
And now, here is Jesse L. Lasky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is a culminating point of my whole summer's work and the work of many people for 3 months. You know the plan of this program. I don't have to tell you how we gathered up boys and girls from every walk of life, from all over the country. You know how they have passed test after test. Now 6 of them are left. Today, from those 6, the most talented 2 will be chosen to own the names Gale Storm and Terry Belmont. Yes, before they leave this stage, one boy and one girl will receive new names, RKO motion picture contracts, and become actually a part of the motion picture industry. They will leap from whatever their jobs were to featured actors in the space of a moment. Their dreams will have come true. Our judges today, you will meet them later, are chosen for their experience in recognizing personality, dramatic ability, and photographic qualities. And now I know you're all waiting to meet our 3 lovely young ladies and our 3 handsome young men. So ladies and gentlemen, from Houston, Texas, Miss Josephine Cottle. From South Bend, Indiana, Lee Bonnell. Mr. Lethea Wilson from Birmingham, Alabama, Robert Brubaker from Robeson, Illinois and Los Angeles, Miss Sally Cairns from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and from Indianapolis, Indiana, Ned Lefevre. Here they are. There they are, my friends. They have come from the East, from the Middle West, and the Far West, seeking possible fame and fortune in Hollywood.
3 types of men will come tonight, for the moment of the new year is at hand. The first, a man who seeks to take a bride, to keep, cherish, and love her for the whole of the day of uncertainty that is his.
Well, 1939's almost over.
Look down there. Oh, it's swell, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The whole town's been before us.
The whole world.
Yes.
Lee.
What, honey?
Put your arm around me.
All right.
Oh, looking at all this makes me kind of scared.
Yeah, I know.
Do you feel it, too?
A little.
It's awful, isn't
it? It's so big, we might get lost. That's what you're thinking, isn't it?
We might.
We won't. But I hope we do. Those who get lost are the ones who are happy. Their light is so little, no one notices it. But it's soft and mellow and warm.
Oh, that's nice.
Before I found you, I wanted a big light. I wanted to be great. Now I don't.
You mean you...
Joe, a man whose life is rich in little things doesn't have to keep on forever stretching out for something more. Men who are lonely or discontented do that. You're enough to fill my life completely.
Do you really think I am?
I know it better than I've ever known anything in my life. Well, the proof is that we're always together, isn't it?
Forever, forever, forever. Lee, well, the only thing... Oh, I don't know how to explain this, but a few minutes ago you seemed so far above me. So much smarter than I am. As though you understood a lot of things I didn't. You acted like you knew you did, too. You were talking to me the way... Well, the way you'd talk to a little girl.
Did I?
Why is that, Lee? Because
I
you
don't
really...
know, Joe. Once when I was young, my sister complained about the same thing. And I asked Dad why it was. Dad just laughed and said, never mind, it was just the ego of man. Well, how do you like being an old married woman?
Oh, it's too soon to tell yet.
Well, I can answer now. I like it.
You do?
Sure. Oh, everything isn't perfect. You should have my slippers ready for me when I come home and my pipe filled, but I'll train you into that as time goes along.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as I'm concerned, being married isn't so bad. Of course, I was fooled a little. I had an idea you were sweet and thoughtful. But I haven't received a single box of candy since we were married.
You haven't had a box of candy?
Not for 2 whole weeks.
Oh, I'll get it, dear. Sit still. Hello? Who? Why, Annette, how are you?
Annette?
Well, of course I didn't call you. I'm hard to get.
Lee, who is it?
What? Well, no, I can't tonight. Not very well.
Oh, Lee!
Gee, I don't see how I can get away
with it. Well, you can if you want to, for all I care.
Hey, are you still a blonde? You did. Gee, I can't imagine looking any better than you used to.
Lee, who is that?
Well, no, I guess nobody's seen much of me lately. I've been sort of busy. Yeah, sure. Call anytime, Annette. So long. Gosh.
Lee?
Oh, what'd you say, Joe?
Who was that on the phone?
Oh, just a girl I used to go with.
Oh, just the girl you used to go with?
Yeah, I went with her for about...
Well, why didn't you tell her you were married?
Lee
Bonnell.
Don't.
I'm leaving you.
Joe, you're not either. You can't do that. I was just kidding her along.
Oh, you weren't either. You're tired of me and you're throwing it in my face right here in our own...
Why, Joe, I'm doing no such thing.
Why didn't you tell her you were married?
Why didn't I? Gosh, I don't know, Joe.
Well, I do. You just don't
Well, it just seemed like, well, when a girl calls a fella up for a date, she usually likes him pretty well. Naturally, he hates to hurt her feelings by saying he's all tied up.
Oh, I know. That's some of that ego of man you told me about once, isn't it?
Mad at me?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I'm so mad I could tear you to pieces.
Think you'll ever get over it?
I don't know whether I will or not.
Josie.
Well.
Come here.
Oh, you crazy. Oh, Lee. Well, I have to hang up now, Mother. Lee will be home any minute. Happier than ever. Bye. All right, Mr. Bonnell. You may take my arm and we'll walk in to dinner. You look very nice tonight, Mr. Bonnell. How do you like me? Oh. Well, after all, this dress isn't something I got out of a barrel. Now, if you'll just sit right there. No, here, next to me. You're right. Oh, we've been married 6 months and I still love you enough to move you close to me. Oh, honey, I love you. I do so much. Oh, gosh. Hello? Oh, honey. Yes, sir, it's going to be the swellest dinner two people ever ate. Who? Annette. Did I hear you right? You ran into Annette this noon and invited her to dinner? Oh. To meet your wife. Yes, I know you. Your wife's very pretty. You're proud of her. Well, all right, bring her home. I told you the table was set for two. I hope you'll enjoy yourself. Where's your girlfriend?
Who?
Annette.
Oh, I forgot all about her. Packing your clothes. Joe, you going somewhere?
I'm going home to Mother. That's where I'm going.
Well, I can't say that I blame you.
At least she knows how to treat a girl.
Yeah, you're right.
All I get here is trouble.
Sure. Joe, how did you find out about it so soon?
So soon?
Didn't happen until just before I left the office.
What didn't?
Well, the boss firing.
The boss... Oh, Lee, he didn't.
Yep.
Oh, honey.
I haven't got what it takes, I guess. Probably never will have.
Who says you haven't? The boss? Well, he doesn't know what it's all about.
Oh, never mind. I'll be all right. You go ahead with your packing.
Packing? Well, you think I'd leave you when you're in trouble?
But aren't you going home to your mother?
Home? Home to my mother when you've just lost your job? Well, I should say not. What you need, Lee Bonnell, is to have that male ego of yours boosted, and I'm just the one that can do it.
Well, 1939's almost over.
Lee?
Yes?
I'm not afraid anymore.
What do you mean?
Oh, while we were standing here looking at the lights, I've been thinking. I'm not afraid because you seem to know more than I do.
Oh, of course not.
It is your ego. You don't really know so much more. It's just your ego, and it's a woman's place to help you with it so it never gets too big nor too little.
Of course.
Joe, let's make a wish on the moon.
All right.
You first.
Close your ears, Lee Bonnell. This is between just the moon and me. Oh, Mr. Moon, do you see this boy sitting here beside me? It's the boy I'm going to marry. I love him, Mr. Moon. Oh, I'm glad he isn't perfect because that makes him need me. It makes me feel like I belong to him. Mr. Moon, I've only got one wish. Make him keep loving me as much as I love him, and make me love him always as much as I do now.
Penny? Then I'll make mine. Put your hands over yours, Josephine Cottle.